Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at grunes.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to Dallas-Fort Worth's number one for news, weather, and traffic. This is continuing team coverage from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Von Miller is coming home, agreeing to a one-year deal with the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning at 7 o'clock. Skies are clear. It's warm, 81 degrees. We have a heat advisory in effect through 8 o'clock tonight. It is going to be sunny and hot, 105. That is the real temperature, by the way. That's not a heat index. The sun is going to be absolutely sizzling today. Top three things you need to know in Hood County, southwest of Fort Worth. The county there has shut down their flock surveillance license plate cameras over privacy concerns. Local commissioners have gone out and covered them all up. DFW Airport drops its proposed Muslim wudu ablution wash station in Terminal D after backlash and action from Governor Abbott. Our top story, Dallas Cowboys make a significant signing, picking up veteran pass rusher and DeSoto native Von Miller.
Miller has won 2 Super Bowls, and he's 9th on the NFL's all-time sack list.
For the sack, Von Miller.
Von Miller's got him. Von Miller brings him down with a sack.
Von Miller's got 138.5 career quarterback sacks, and he's one of the best locker room guys in the league. Miller's 37 years old. He spoke with the Big Three on the Nightcap Sports Talk show, telling them he'll have an impact on this defense, teaching the young Cowboys defensive players how to do their thing.
The type of knowledge of the game that I know, and to be able to get the guys to play around me to a level that they wouldn't normally play at. And that has nothing to do with the type of skill that I can bring on the football field. So being a great teammate, knowledge of the game, that's 10 to 13 plays a game, and then I can still walk into 8 to 10 sacks now.
Miller's also got his own podcast. He calls it Free Range because, after all, he does own a chicken farm. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cowboys beat the Seattle Seahawks 17-7 in their preseason opener, and the star of the night was undrafted rookie wideout Camden Brown, catching a 39-yard touchdown in the first half and this spectacular grab in the third quarter.
First down and goal at about the 2. Three-step fade to the left side of the end zone, and Brown, did he come up with it? He did! What a catch by Camden Brown on the fade from Joe Milton, touchdown Dallas.
Cowboys practice today, and then they host the Saints tomorrow to wrap up their time in Oxnard with a joint practice. By the way, one of the anchors of the Cowboys' first championship team has died. John Nyland was 82. His family says the former Dallas guard died Saturday morning in McKinney. The Cowboys made Nyland the 5th overall pick in 1966. He became one of the NFL's best linemen of his era, making 6 consecutive Pro Bowls.
Call or text KRLD on the K-Post Roofing text line at 945-766-1080.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live in the KRLD 24-hour Breaking News Center. We've cut the commercial break, so you're getting a full, nonstop 20-minute hit of news, traffic, and weather on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. A relentless storm batters Hawaii, triggering widespread flash flooding, knocking out power to thousands of homes and forcing emergency evacuations across Oahu and Maui. Hurricane Lala has now weakened somewhat to a tropical storm.
Lala bringing torrential rain, life-threatening surf, and damaging winds. Some areas have been inundated with nearly 3 feet of rain. Officials say more than 100 structures were destroyed or damaged. Some homes swept off their foundations. 2 paramedics had to be rescued after their truck became stranded by rapidly rising waters on the Big Island. Members of the Hawaii National Guard rushing in to pull them to safety.
It's Sophie Flay. A statewide state of emergency is still in effect.
At least 7 people are now confirmed dead in Indiana following rain deluges that caused an unprecedented level of flooding.
The historic flooding turned creeks and rivers into wrecking balls, and it seemed like no matter the community in Indiana, we heard a similar refrain. In Anderson, the White River crested Friday at 24 feet, breaking a 113-year-old record that prompted water rescues of dozens of homes and damaged businesses. And in what became a domino effect downstream, closer to Indianapolis, the swollen White River caused even more damage, washing out roads and leading emergency officials to warn others to proceed with caution.
Bennett Haberle with that update.
Our top international story, as the 60-day Memorandum of Understanding with Iran expires today, President Trump is reducing combined military drills with South Korea. He is pointing to his personal bond with Iran's ally, North Korea's strongman Kim Jong-un, as the reason for the change.
In a Truth Social post, Trump says the drills are costly and send a signal that is totally inappropriate and hostile to a country he calls unthreatening and respectful. He also noted South Korea declined to join the U.S. war effort against Iran, writing, "They said no thanks."
That is Karen Waugh with that report.
Story that a lot of people are talking about this morning. Actress Hayden Panettiere, best known for starring in Heroes and Nashville, has died at the age of 36.
Her father, Skip, announced her death in a statement provided to ABC News on Sunday. No cause of death was announced. Panettiere began her career as a child actor in commercials and soap operas, but it was her role as a superpower cheerleader in Heroes in 2006 which propelled her to fame. She went on to play a brash country music upstart on Nashville, where she also sang, scoring some hits on country charts in the US, spawning countrywide tours, and earning her 2 Golden Globe nominations.
Luke Garrett reporting. You might remember her from Remember the Titans. That was such a great movie. She was the spunky little blonde daughter of the white former head coach. And she was so great in that role.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of comic relief in that role for her. A lot of levity to it. Well, on Wall Street, despite a loss on Friday, the S&P 500 is coming off 3 straight weeks of gains.
The S&P and Dow Jones each gave up 0.2% Friday. The Nasdaq Composite about 0.3%. Fading hopes for a promised deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz have Brent crude futures rising to around $89 a barrel overnight. Over the weekend, Iran's foreign minister said his country was not resuming talks with the U.S. And Lamborghini has taken the wraps off a limited edition hybrid version of its Revuelto. The 12-cylinder gas engine and 3 electric motors will blast the car from 0 to 60 in 2.4 seconds, all for about $750,000. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Did y'all see all that smoke yesterday? Dallas fire crews are still at the scene this morning, where a five-alarm fire broke out yesterday, igniting stacks of old tires that burned with clouds of jet black smoke. Blankets all over the Redbird area yesterday.
This one burst out in the hottest part of the day, with temperatures over 100 and minuscule humidity that, along with bone-dry grass, created the perfect recipe for a fire that ignited in a grassy area north of Barstow Boulevard near Redbird Lane and Cockrell Hill.
There is a small community to the south of where the fire was located. Thankfully, it did not spread that direction.
Fire Lieutenant Jason Evans goes on to say the grass fire quickly grew to this 5-alarm conflagration that burned through one home, believed to be unoccupied, and junk cars and trailers and finally catching fire to stacks of old tires that burned hot and black with great plumes of coal black smoke visible miles away as far as Addison, Carrollton, and Plano. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
As we go in-depth on the stories that matter to you, ABC's Karen Travers joins us from the White House this morning. And Karen, the question of ownership of the Strait of Hormuz came up over the weekend.
Yeah, the president had claimed that the U.S. is in full control of the strait and that he would soon declare it a territory of the United States. Didn't say how he would do that. No surprise the Iranians pushed back very strongly, saying that the strait has been Iranian, is Iranian, and will remain Iranian. I think we should also remind everybody that before the war started, ships could move through that area freely. But this has become such a complicated flashpoint since the war began, and Iran has effectively put a stranglehold on traffic going through there. The crossings in that strait are still very limited, and that has had an impact on global oil and gas prices, which we've seen now the price of a gallon go up about 7 cents just from last week. The president had announced back in June, great fanfare, that memo of understanding with Iran, and it set out a 60-day negotiating window for the U.S. and Iran to talk about Iran's nuclear program, which, of course, is the president's top priority that he again was saying today, them not having a nuclear weapon. Today is the end of that 60 days. It's effectively symbolic, meaningless, really, because both sides have declared that that deal was dead, but notable that 60 days from that deal, they never even got to a negotiating talks over the nuclear program because they're still struggling, haggling over the issue of the Strait of Hormuz.
I feel like we're going to be talking about this for many more weeks, yes. Weeks to come. ABC's Karen Travers at the White House this morning. Karen, thank you so much for the update. 712 News Radio 1080 KRLD coming up next on the KRLD Morning News. Y'all remember in McKinney there was a vote to create an expanded mosque there? Well, there is now a recall effort for the councilors that voted yay. That's next.
Cold shoulder, closing time.
Zach Bryan is coming to AT&T Stadium Saturday, August 22nd, courtesy of AEG.
To you, I'm just a man.
Tickets are on sale now at SeatGeek, or you could win them in the contest tab at KRLD.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Residents in McKinney launch a recall effort against the mayor and three council members following the city's unanimous approval of a mosque site plan there the week before. DFW Airport drops plans for a Muslim wash station in Terminal D after public backlash and pressure from Governor Abbott. Now, two key facts have emerged since last week. The project was actually not privately funded. and that the wudu ablution stations, the foot washing stations, they're already there. There's already a couple of them in Terminal D at DFW Airport. The Cowboys land DeSoto native and former Aggie Von Miller to a one-year deal. The 37-year-old is the active career sacks leader, Super Bowl 50 MVP, and an 8-time Pro Bowler. By the way, Dallas beat the defending champion Seahawks 17-7 in the preseason opener.
Here are the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin for a wrap on the news of the day. Join me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News. Right now, it's the 20-minute morning briefing. It's 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic with no commercial interruptions right here on the KRLD Morning News.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD, as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing, brought to you this morning by Bluenail Roofing. Let's get a check of your money. Good morning, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, all. Well, let's jog your memories, what we did last week and where we are in the marketplace. The S&P and the NASDAQ concluded a three-week-long winning streak. The S&P average opens this morning just a tenth of a point away from new all-time highs. And the Dow and the NASDAQ are less than 2% away. The Russell, the small stock index, did close at a new all-time high on Friday, up 23% year to date. This despite the fact that energy keeps on running. Energy up 5% last week. And the 10-year rates, this is sort of the hidden concern that we've been watching. Interest rates are just off multi-year highs, the 10-year. So if we open right now, the Dow Industrials average would be down 125 points. Make that 135 points. There's some weakness there. The NASDAQ, however, getting a boost from Micron and Marvell and the stocks you all love to hate. That average looks higher by 163. The S&P average looks up 4. Energy prices, little change. We saw this last week. We saw this flurry of headlines, and it just didn't budge. Right now, crude's up 13 cents a barrel, $81.60. This despite the most recent interview series that we've seen from the president, who said on the one hand there's no rush to conclude this deal, on the other hand there are some back channel negotiations that are going on right now. And oh, by the way, we'd bomb Oman if they get in the way, which I think is new. Gold's up $11.42. So right now stocks look mixed, with the blue chips a little bit weaker, the NASDAQ and the S&P average a little bit higher. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 7:26. You're listening to the KRLD Morning News.
Well, McKinney residents have launched a recall effort against the mayor and three city council members. The move coming after the council unanimously approved a site plan for a new mosque a couple weeks ago. Organizers say the officials have lost public confidence, pointing to the vote and other recent decisions. They've got to get more than 5,800 signatures in order for the recall election to go onto a ballot. One of the candidates in Texas's hotly contested Senate race is told to give some money back.
Reports indicate that James Tallarico's campaign is refunding over $1 million in excess contributions. According to federal regulators, over 100 regular donors have exceeded legal donation limits. An individual can give no more than $3,500 to a candidate per election cycle. According to the online newsroom Notice, Tallarico's campaign has received a warning every quarter about accepting donations beyond the legal limit. Already, more than $800,000 has been refunded to Tallarico donors. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Divers recover the body of a 36-year-old man who disappeared while swimming in Joe Pool Lake over the weekend. Witnesses say the man jumped from a boat Saturday evening and didn't come back up. He was not wearing a life jacket. Cranberry's dive team searched until dark Saturday, then returned Sunday morning and found his body. His name's not been released. Grand Prairie firefighters say this was the third drowning at Joe Pool Lake over this summer. The Texas Rangers lose 5-2 to the Athletics and miss another chance to move into an American League playoff spot. Jake Berger does supply both of Texas's runs. He homered in the second inning and drove in another in the third, but the offense doesn't score again. Manager Skip Schumacher:
we got to get our offense clicking. Can't be just one game and then a couple days off. You know, we got to get these guys going to give our pitchers some breathing room.
Texas drops 2 of 3 to Oakland, and over the course of the 7-game West Coast trip, they only went 2-5. Rangers 3 games below 500. They've got the day off today, and they host the Nationals tomorrow.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.